what you got for me right here?
When was your first fight? I'm a black man in America. I've never stopped fighting. Zach, when was your first fight?
Y'all gotta get it together. I'm getting better and better. Cause once I get started, it ain't no stopping stacking this broccoli cheddar.
We're back. It's another round of Out of Pocket. And this is the last show before the playing games next week. And what's it look like, Joe? What do we got?
Most teams have two games left. That includes your Los Angeles Lakers. Blazers just lost to the Suns, which means, you know, Lakers have a chance to get this sixth seed. I was more happy that the Suns won, stayed at the two, didn't want the Clippers to get that spot. I think, obviously, like we were talking about before the show, if the Lakers get the seven, they're going to smack the Warriors. That's not a question. I'm just letting Warriors fans get it in right now, build it up, keep poking the bear, poke away. Yeah. Poke away, Warriors fans. This is a fat, corny guy. Poke away. because when that happens, I'm coming for all of you.
As you should.
And you will try to murder me, and you will fail.
We have a Warriors colleague named James Wozniak. He's walking around the office, chest real out, talking a lot of nonsense. And I know inside that chest, there's a lot of hot air that's going to dissipate and disappear as soon as that playoff shows up and as soon as LeBron James is on that court. And I frankly can't wait. So we'll see. We shall see. Do we got a Chris Paul picture on deck right here? I got the Sith lights going, of course. Oh God. Yeah. Joe, you sent this to me today. What's your reaction when you see art like this? I'll call it art, which is generous.
The human being that tweeted was like this hard. And this is like hard. No, like this is hard. Like pass. This is hard to look at. Like DeAndre Ayton and Devin Booker are both grown men. Devin Booker potentially could be on the light skin of Mount Rushmore. We were talking about it before the show. He could bump Caruso off that number four spot in the light skin of Mount Rushmore. And he's carrying them like they're kids. Come on, I get the Suns thing. There's no water in there's no oceanfront property in Arizona.
None. Okay? Now
I heard the song.
For those that are listening to this, because you can't listen to this now as a podcast. If you go search Out of Pocket in Spotify, iTunes, you can listen to the full thing. So for whatever reason, you won't leave early. But if you have to, you can go tap in there and listen. For those that are listening, it is a picture of Chris Paul as an adult holding a young DeAndre Ayton who looks like a toddler, and Devin Booker's hand staring out over a body of water, and the person tweeted, this is hard. It is not hard. It's just weird. It's just weird, and I guarantee you they don't look at this and think this is hard or cool. And like you said, Joe, there is, you know, what is this, Tempe Town Lake that they're standing in front of? Because I've never seen Tempe Town Lake look that nice. That's a cesspool of water. So
there's water there?
Yeah, I mean, it's man-made, and it's so gross. And if you're pledging for certain fraternities, you have to swim in it, and it is disgusting.
Boo-boo water? It's doo-doo, baby?
It's doo-doo, baby. It is so gross. But
Jack, you know what's not doo-doo?
What's that?
The CDC is back on our side. The BDB, if you're a blood, whatever you call them. Whatever you call them. Fauci. Like, Zach, how much if Fauci was guarding you, if you got locked up by Fauci, how would you feel?
Like, if he's playing defense on me, I'm giving him a 50 piece. I'm giving him 50. I had a friend who played Kanye once in pickup and gave Kanye like 15, and the person who invited him was like, dude, I'll never bring you again if you do that to Kanye again.
Was it 15 jumpers or 15? Was it like 30 regular basketball points?
Yeah.
So it's like, what did he shoot from the field? I'm so curious.
Oh, he was cooking. I'll have to ask him. I'll say that for another time. But
I was like, 15 for 19, 6 rebounds, 4 assists.
It's no disrespect to Fauci. I mean, what the man's done, amazing. But I'm going to give him his buckets. Like, we're out here. I'm going to go home and tell the friends that I barbecued Anthony Fauci on the court.
Like our esteemed colleague Martellus Bennett once said, you told Brandon Marshall Pro Bowls can get their ass kicked too. So can nerds. So can nerds. I don't care if you rid the world of Corona. Like, whatever. You can still get these hands. Like, nobody's above an ass whooping.
Yes, sir.
But Zach, question for you. What is the first place you were going now that you can be maskless?
I think a concert. Like, I had such an addiction to going to see live music. I was going to like 3 shows a month. And in LA, that's really easy to do. And that's kind of one of the beautiful things here. Concert, such a fun day. Go get a nice dinner, get a bunch of drinks in me. You know, we'll see if some other stuff happens and then go to the show and just feel great and run around. Where are you going first?
So, Zach, me and my wife already went to the movies. I don't even know what movie we saw because I just ate a big-ass tub of popcorn, went into insulin shock, jalapenos, salt, nachos, Sour Patch Kids. I had somebody serving the drinks. I normally get like half Sprite, half high C fruit punch. That's a hack for you guys who really like to live dangerous. But he put too much Sprite in there, but it was great. Just it was hitting my throat, just the sugars and like, oh, the movie theater Sprite. I cannot tell you what movie I hate most movies I see nowadays. I'm not a big comic book guy, so I fall asleep in a lot of those, except for Black Panther. Stayed up frame to frame, beginning to end. But it's a good time.
I saw nobody. That felt great to just be in a theater again. Just lovely.
It was nobody in there. It was like eight people in there. It reminded me of like high school days when, you know.
Yeah.
That was one of the few places where you could really do whatever you had to do as a high schooler.
Yeah.
You know, watch movies, whatever, with the booze, whatever. But Zach, we had a long pandemic. This was longer than expected. I remember in March, I was like, you know, Americans are assholes, so it'll probably be till like October. Then it was like, okay, maybe never. And it's looking like by 4th of July is going to be really turned up. But what did you learn from this pandemic?
I learned which friends I can't trust in the foxhole. You know what I mean? Like the friends that freaked out, that couldn't follow the rules. Learned kind of a lot about my friends or certain friends, peripheral friends, kind of weird things that they started to believe. I learned friends know more about science than they claim. Love that. God. Oh, come on. Come on now. I did not see that movie in theaters. How dare you say something so accurate?
It's been running on TV all the time now until like I know scene by scene now, and I'm just like, damn, this is a good ass movie.
What did you learn from the pandemic?
I learned that most Caucasian people, not yourself, not the Schwartz family, obviously you guys are reliable, dependable, great human beings, but most Caucasian people are really fragile, like weak. Like just stay at the crib. Like nobody, like put a mask on. This is not like hard shit. This is like basic. Like put a mask on when you go to Target or when you go to Ralph's. Literally, people during the pandemic, I would go to my local produce aisles. I was heavy on the salads. Zach, Warriors Twitter bullied me into losing 65 pounds during this pandemic. But I'd be heavy on the salads. I would see random Caucasian people always no gloves, touching all the lettuce eyes and whatever. It's like, we're a pandemic. You got to grab the shitty lettuce just for this time, all right? Yeah. I scour the lettuces too to find that perfect one to get my Emerald on, my Mario Batali, if you will. But you got to sacrifice, ladies and gentlemen. It was not that big of a deal for the people who could do it. And also learned that, you know, these kids are going to be, I don't know, we'll see. It's going to be interesting. A lot of these kids have been living on Zoom and living at the crib and not Wi-Fiing and whatever. So it's going to be really turned up. We're going to see it for a long time coming, but it is what it is.
It took me a while to, like, readjust to talking to people in person again. Like, my eye contact's, like, all over the place. Like, I really look. It's like, focus. You know what I mean?
We might have a tweet of the day, Zach. We might have a tweet of the day from longtime fan, West Coast Elite. Zach looks like you got a Duncan Robinson fathead on his wall. Zach, if you turn that camera and you have a Duncan Robinson fathead on your wall, I will give you $10,000 right now in straight cash.
Sadly, no, not yet. I'm moving, though, and for West Coast Elites, I might just have to do it. That would be so goddamn funny if, like, just like or over on this side right here, you just had a little bit of a Duncan Robinson silhouette in the dark. That shit would be hilarious.
I was going to give you $10,000 cash. I'm going to give you $100,000 worth of respect for not having it. You came up, Zach.
I appreciate it.
We got Hall of Fame induction this weekend. My pop, Marcus Johnson, was a finalist, did not make it. You know, it hurts, but we know we're going to keep it moving. And this was for the 2021 class. 2020, we got Kobe coming in. Mm. We got Vanessa and MJ. You know, just looking back, man, you know, so many iconic moments. And I'm always admittedly, everybody's just like, oh, man, you're a Kobe guy. Like, I was a big-time LeBron guy. And as you know, it was tough back in those days. We would go at each other. There was battles. It was some real Game of Thrones things. Once LeBron came over to the Lakers, I'm very happy that I cleared my soul and just said, no, I'm rocking with Kobe. They can both be GOATs. They're both Lakers trying to get a ring. It's all Mamba mentality, one thing going on. But what's, you know, I know you're a lifetime Lakers fan and really just, you know, all about that life. What's your favorite Kobe moment?
I mean, some of the game winners. I struggle to pick, like, the exact game. The one where he banked it in on Wade, I always loved just because of the fact that, like, there's, like, an interview where Dwayne Wade was like, I can't believe he did it. That, I think, was during that stretch, kind of towards the end of his career, where he was basically giving us, like, a game winner a month. And there was a stretch where he hit, like, multiple game winners in 1 month. And it was just insane. Like, I remember he catches it. I think it was right in front of the Kings bench. Pulls up, hits the three, and like the Kings players all sat down when it got to Kobe's hands, just knowing that he was going to ice them. And it's, I don't know if I've ever seen anyone with kind of the confidence in the just the self-belief that made him so magical. So what was yours?
So my moment, you know, Kobe, the Drew League 2011 during the lockout, Kobe comes through, dudes are talking shit. It's old, it's back at old Washington Park, which super tight gym, cramped, hot, you know, people waited 4 or 5 hours to get in. Kobe shows up. You got people on the court holding babies, talking shit to him, like within like 2 feet, like straight hoodsters, just all types of hood legends. Not impressed by Kobe. They're there to see this kid Casper Ware, played at Long Beach State, was an absolute baller. But that was their Kobe of the league. So he's playing in the game too. Kobe comes in. He's going up against Harden, giving each other buckets, going back and back. Kobe squad's trailing by like 8 with like a minute or so to go. Cops come up to him like, "Yo, Kobe, let's go now for the crowd." Kobe's like, "Fuck, I got to finish the game. What are you talking about?" Like, gives him the Kobe look, like, "How dare you?" You know, to the police. Which I always respect, you know. And, you know, they were had the wherewithal to get the fuck out of his way, let him do his thing, let him cook. Ends up hitting a game winner over Harden, going crazy. And then for hoops, the 60-point game for me, because it was just like, you know, capping off a career. Obviously, the Lakers had a down year that year. Yeah. But to drop the 60-piece, you know, remember towards the end, he looks over, Vanessa kind of hits her with the wink. Like, it's over, man. But just thinking back on the dude, his legacy, everything he means to the city of L.A., honestly, like, Kobe's passing, I feel like, has united the city so much, in the Lakers and the Dodgers winning championships and really just turning up. We still haven't got the turn up for either of those, just to be real. So really, whatever happens this year, we're going to have a double parade probably, just because that's how it goes.
Can't wait.
But either way, we're turning up. You already
can't
know.
Can't wait. There's a story that someone on the Lakers once told me, and I don't want to name the player, but he was on that really bad team where Kobe basically had to do everything. And I remember as a fan watching Kobe and sort of just feeling bad, because it seemed like he was just marooned on this island. And he was just putting on a show. And luck, I mean, you still see that kind of same hate he got on guys now, which is sort of why I never have understood that. But neither here nor there, he gets doubled, spins out of it, shoots the fadeaway, and it misses. And as they go to the bench, one of his teammates comes over and he's like, "Hey, Kobe, I was hoping you could have hit me." And he goes, "You want the ball? Go get that rebound." And like, that's just such a legend. Like, he just had he was so over dealing with that team, but awesome, awesome player. And genuinely, it was a privilege of my lifetime getting to watch him cook. So can't wait to see him in the Hall of Fame.
From one Laker GOAT to another, LeBron James, Skip Bayless taking shots to the ankle. I call Skip Skeletor because that's what he looks like. He looks like a modern day Skeletor. I know they're doing a new He-Man movie. He's got the part. But LeBron is out here salsa dancing on the ankle. Zach, I asked you this question. LeBron has been out the mix for, it feels like, a couple months now.
Yeah.
When do we feel like he shot this commercial? Because I'm going to go ahead and say that it was more recent than we think. And he's really, as a young kid say, he's really hitting that hoe with the way he's getting that salsa in there.
Yeah. So, one, phenomenal shirt. Phenomenal shirt. Two, the dance, fantastic. Josiah, you and I have worked in production for a long time. We both know that this could have been a little while ago. It could have been very recently. It definitely wasn't a long time ago. You know what I mean? Like, this wasn't a lot of work. And I don't know. Skip sucks. So, LeBron, dance. You know what? Save the legs. We got the playoffs. We're trying to go back-to-back.
Those legs look looking good to me. Now, Zach, I know you went to Arizona State, which is notorious for being a party school.
Yep.
When you're at the club, the frat party, whatever it may be, it's getting a little late. You're trying to find that lady friend to take home to the crizzle. Yep. What's your favorite song at the club? When you're at the club, I hear this song, I'm turning up.
Oh, my God. There are so many. And I was so privileged. Like, I was so lucky to be in college, because it was, like, during this, like, uptick in – which people are going to just cringe at this – this big uptick in, like, EDM dance music, which I get if that's not your cup of tea. I just think that that is the, like, most insane music to party to. So, like, when some of the Diplo songs would come on, loved that. I always loved playing, like, Nelly, though, like, at a house party. Anytime that would come on, just seeing people, like, with that nostalgia hit, that was truly probably my favorite. What was yours?
I'm really thinking, I mean, probably some Little John. I grew up in a different era, you know, the early 2000s. We were wearing 5X, you know, wearing 5X shirts. Avicii would get the
Levels.
I think Levels, whatever skin color or skin tone you are, if you hear Levels and you don't turn up, you're just not fucking alive. I don't care what, you know, if you're from the deepest part of the hood, you hear Levels, you're going to be like, all right, whatever. Okay, I can get in on this. But, a lot of surprise cool. About you, like, you know, Loving This Club. And, like, Loving This Club used to come on just, you know, with the nice little beat. You know, it was just like trying to make love in this club. And generally, I was kind of a square, so I was not making love in the club. Good looking, just square, but it is what it is.
I would, we would have parties at my place, and I did all the corny shit. I'd fucking put on Closing Time, you know, like, it's closing time. So I'd put that on to get people the fuck out of our apartment if we were having this big party. People always hated that shit. Like, you're corny. I'm like, you need to leave. But that's neither here nor there.
Like, I was the only, we had a spot in Westwood. I believe it was 685 Kelton, if I'm not mistaken. But we had the penthouse. So literally, elevator opened right to like our front door, and there was only three apartments on the spot, but we had the back house. So we literally used to start parties, and everybody who lives in Westwood knows the cops would shut shit down around midnight. We would start parties at midnight, go till 3 or 4 a.m. Funny quick story, Mercedes Lewis is there one time, living legend. So he's there in a Bulls jersey. Okay, we're like, all right, I just remember he had the Jordan jersey looking fly. Next morning, we come out on our wall, there's literally a red smear of like, that's like 8 feet long. And because all night he was on the wall just getting it, and we like, he was doing it all, but he's literally like Jordan smear jersey all over. But
yeah,
Jordan, Chicago, much like our hosts.
And our
Taste of Chicago, Lou Malnati's, which bracket?
I want to remind the audience, we are giving the commenter of the day a free item from our sponsor, Taste of Chicago. Again, please head to their site, check it out, tasteofchicago.com/out of pocket. They got all sorts of good stuff. But tonight, we're giving away a Lou Malnati's pizza and a big-ass cookie to go with it. Kind of like a Pizookie vibe. I don't know if you ever got into those. Those were absolutely my favorite. We had a spot at ASU. Andrew Taylor, who worked with me at ASU, definitely knows about it. The best. But dump comments. Slander me. We've seen good slander, but you guys can give me more. Keep them going. So best comments of the night gets something from our friends over at Taste of Chicago. And make sure to head over to their website and check their stuff out, because they dropped the bag and we appreciate them.
So, Zach, NBA play games are next week. Teams are making a late playoff run. Speculation rumors are abounding, which takes us to our sponsored segment brought to you by the folks at Taste of Chicago's, according to anonymous sauces, Zach. Sauces there.
Sauces. I love that. All right. Things got hot in Miami. Udonis Haslem's first game back after a five-month layup. He got tossed. He got tossed like a pizza for getting into it with Dwight Howard. According to your sauces, how did this start?
Udonis is the oldest player in the NBA, and Dwight Howard looks like Brandon Marshall, kind of. I love the Bing, though, because Udonis, I always used to joke that he plays with a razor blade in his mouth, and now I might believe it. He looks like the type of dude who would do it. If he hasn't done it, he'd be like the first player in NBA history to play like a consecutive streak of games with a razor blade, just ready to zip, zip.
Yeah, oh yeah. On some Peaky Blinders shit. Yeah.
Me and him were the same age, bro. He went to Florida. I remember Udonis when he was like the big, thick with that whole crew at Florida. I think it was like Brad Nelson and Teddy Dupay and that whole squad of just straight like animals. But yeah, I'm not going to mess with. He could probably have my Kool-Aid or my cornbread.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, what a fantastic one fight per minute this season. Living legend. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know anyone else that's gotten in and out of a game that quick. Almost to the point where you're like, did he leave the oven on at home with like a Lou Malnati's pie in there? And he's like, I got to go back and shut that oven off. Don't want to ruin the pizza. Now, Joe, they sent us pizzas. But I asked for Portillo's backdrop. I want the glizzy. I wanted the Portillo's. I asked for some glizzies and they have not shown up. Why? When can I get my glizzy? You know?
Never get between a man and his glizzy. I feel like they're on the way. Is that the ones with like the pickles in and all the elaborate shit?
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna be honest, like I've been to Chicago airports a few times. And I'm always like, what's all this elaborate shit? Just like give me a wing, even some mustard on it. But I do respect it because I am a man who likes value, and I'm getting into peppers now and experiencing a lot more with that type of shit. Off-pick the relishes, just things like that, eclectic stuff. So definitely, you know, give them some love. And since we're talking food, we've only touched the tip of the iceberg with this menu, Zach.
We got
the pizza. We got a little bit of everything else. I have some, allegedly, this is a legend now because I'm getting a little salty because I love the people at the Taste of Chicago and I want to sample their food. I want the filet. I want the horseradish encrusted filet. And the blue cheese encrusted filet. I don't even like blue cheese, but I saw it on the menu. I said, shit, if I encrusted on something, that might change my whole life.
Send it
lobster
over.
Lobster tails, the crab legs. We'll do a party at my house. I will invite the crew over. We will film it. I'm vaxxed. You are vaxxed. Most of the crew is vaxxed. If you're not invited, we will leave it on the street.
Yeah. You're to go plate. Glizzy's for Zach. Tell the people. Hashtag Glizzy's for Zach. So
give Zach his, but Zach, why get between a man and his glizzy?
I don't know, man. I just want my hot dogs to show up. They got a great menu. I was fired up. I've been going to Portillo's for a long time. So look forward to when that arrives.
I think it was called a glizzy gum, but basically you could put the glizzy in there and you could eat it and nobody can see you eating the glizzy. It would cover your glizzy while you eat it. Glizzy is probably one of my favorite words. You're just like, oh man, the glizzy.
Oh my god. Well, Joe, I know in basketball it's hard to pull off eating a glizzy. We'll switch that up. But what do you got for me right here?
What do we got? Oh, when was your first fight? I'm a black man in America. I've never stopped fighting. Zach, when was your first fight?
My first fight. I think we were in like seventh grade, and which immediately tells you something about where I grew up, that de-escalationist I am, just in general. We were playing football, and a kid was being a dick, and we got into a fight, and it was fine. We're still friends, actually, but he like laid someone out on a pass. I was like, dude, what the fuck's your problem? Then he like pushed me and then we got into a fight. That was the first one.
I think first fight was probably like UCLA. Somebody was just messing with me for some reason. I had to bing bing. Like I was at a party drinking a beer, minding my business. They kept pushing me. And I was just like, you're not a threat. Like, please. So I just was sipping my beer. They were getting so frustrated because they wanted to get my attention. Finally, I handed the beer and just bing bing bing. And then it was okay. Like, all right, now you got my attention. If you want it.
Am I allowed to ask this? At ASU, I knew the coach before our coach would like let guys just square up, and like it was like hockey rules. Like as soon as they hit the ground, then they get broken up. Our coach threw guys out as soon as they started swinging. Were you guys hockey policy or like out?
So there's a story I've told. I won't name names anymore because I've told this enough, and I respect both these guys. But there's my freshman year, like first week on campus. I think like first, like we were like first official workout in Poly. We're scrimmaging, whatever. Two guys on the team get into it and just go at it. I mean, I'm honestly like hitting each other's chairs. Like it was like, I'm just like, oh shit, is this what college basketball is like? I think it forever scarred my college basketball experience. I was like, fist fights are fine, but this was like a whole nother level. Like one dude was bleeding. Like these guys are friends now. And obviously that's just a part of the game. You know what I mean? Like I remember one time in practice, I'm guarding Dan Gadzirich. And coach is like, get up on him. I'm like, bro, fuck you. I'm not getting, he's at the 3-point line. Like, what? No. Dan's like, so he's like, no, get in him. So I like get in him and go, like, Dan gets so mad. He like picks me up and flips me, but he does this thing where like I just feel, all I know is like I just feel my whole body flip and I kind of somehow landed back on my feet. And my dad was there to add insult to injury. And I had to like pretend to want to fight him. So my boys were joking because I would do this thing when I get mad where I lick my lips. Like, oh yeah, you were licking your lips, but you were about to do shit. I'm like, you're fucking right because y'all weren't going to help me. But after that, I gave him like 3 or 4 buckets, like literally just got inspired. So
that's awesome.
I love the dad. Dan was a great dude. He really came out of nowhere. Like, you know.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
But the NFL, Zach, our second favorite sport.
Yep.
Good glizzies at NFL games.
Like good glizzies at NFL games. Mark Sanchez eating them on the sideline of games. Don't know how many sports you can get away with that. That is an iconic clip.
Hey, give me a glizzy, dog. NFL just released their schedule yesterday.
Yep.
We're both vaxxed and ready to tax. You know what I mean? We're both getting bags from the good people at Wave, getting glizzy from the good people of Texas Chicago. What is your top choice for an NFL road game? You're an NFL player. You're on the road. You're trying to get it in. What is your top choice?
So it's two things here. When I worked for the NFL, I actually produced a thing for them where I had to research all of the best tailgating, not just like what, like not just the ranks, but what's the best tailgate to go to at each stadium. And it was a fun project, and I will say Patriots games are awesome to go to, but for me next year, that's schedule specific, Bills Saints in New Orleans. That shit is going to be crazy. Bills fans are wild. They have a good team. That is just going to be a really fun road trip to be on, like being in New Orleans, drinking with everyone and just partying. I think it'll be awesome. Shout out to my guy, John and Marcel, who will probably be out there. Hopefully I can get a beer with those guys. What about you?
Zach, I love I love the city of New Orleans for what it represents, but I do not like being there because everybody gets too inebriated. People can't. So it's like New Orleans and Vegas for some reason, like, because you can't drink good. Like, learn how to drink good. You don't need. You're drinking all the mixed drinks with all the sugar and all that other shit in it. Just not. And they taste good. Believe me, like, they're tasty.
Okay? Oh, yeah.
They're tasty. But, you know, the guitar, I've done it all. But
the high octane. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. But no.
No. No. And then, you know, I don't know, man. For me, probably would be Seattle. Just great people, great food. I would be going for good meals. You know, good human beings. Everybody's super nice in Seattle. Bring back the Sonics. I think that's, you know, we've talked about it. But I miss those days. Kevin Calabro, my pops, really just turning up.
Legends. Everybody,
for me, like being in Seattle and going to Key Arena, like everybody was so nice. I was so used to Sports Arena. You know what I mean? Like in the Forum, it was like we're just straight assholes. Like everybody's like, hey, how you doing? Like, what the fuck you mean I'm doing? Like, oh. You're just nice. Okay, whatever. But, you know, it is what it is.
New era Clipper fans have no idea what LA Sports Arena is, and they should be very excited about the Forum project that Steve Ballmer has going. Very grateful to have Staples Center because LA Sports Arena, rough. It's not a nice.
The piss trough on the first level, and they probably have one upstairs too, but literally you were getting other people's pee on you. And I think about it this deck a lot. Because I used to pee in that trough all the time. And the pee would bounce. It was like the flowing stream of water, but you would just be like row of dicks out just peeing into the trough, everybody looking at each other.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And, like, pee was getting on you. Good salsa, though, and the Kula Kus were the shit.
Joe, looking at the schedule, it dropped today. What was the most trash game in prime time that you saw kind of quickly on there?
Ooh, I don't really know. I think all of them.
All of them. I feel like, God, like
Raiders, Chargers. I mean, any game in the Chargers is going to be just because it's going to be the other fan. I think, you know, Raiders, Ravens. Just because I'm a Raiders fan too, but I feel like Lamar Jackson will come in and spank ass.
Yeah, and I feel like the Colts are trash. This, of all years, better than it has been. I also like, Greg, you're just quick with, man. Bears, that one. Bears, Vikings, boom, got it. Both those teams are going to be terrible. I'm very excited for Justin Fields and the people of Chicago, but let's taper our expectations. Let that man grow. Let that man go through his rookie growing pains. It's not easy playing quarterback in the NFL, even though he's hyper, hyper, like, intelligent and unbelievably athletic and going to be very, very good. Just let the man go. Joe, you saw Tom Brady's going back to New England.
Boo England. Poo England.
And the tickets, they're not cheap.
Well, Zach, I'm rich now, so what is cheap? What is not cheap, rather?
Bro, for me, this is – one ticket is rent. I'm not doing that. Like, I'm sorry. I don't know. That's just way too much money to pay – $1,400 for the, like, worst seat in the building. For probably decent seats, you're looking at $8,000, $5,000. I mean, bro, what are we doing?
That's just a pair of Gucci loafers to some, Zach. Now, would I spend that to see Tom Brady take on MAGA Mac? No.
Oh, my God,
I think Cam will start, but I think for some reason there'll be a twist of luck or fate or whatever it may be. You know what I mean? Black History Month may come early, something. MAGA Mac will go up against Tom and just get absolutely massacred. Bill Belichick. I would pay to see just how Tom's going to look at Belichick and the handshake after the game and them trying not to give each other love. And honestly, if they made out, I think the NFL would just explode.
I was going to say Donald Trump's going to be just stuffing glizzies down his throat, mouth watering, so happy seeing two MAGA guys go at it on the field for him at the same time. So, Joe, I want to ask you, though, you've gotten to go to some great sporting events in your time. What's the most expensive, most you've paid, or what's the most expensive ticket you've gotten? Because, like, we've talked about this, and I don't want to flex, but, like, people give us stuff now. You more than me, but people give us stuff. So,
the most I would have paid, thanks to the good folks at Twitter, shout out to TJ, Brittany, the whole crew over there, Ryan Brown, the legend over there at Twitter. Periscoping. Thank you for this opportunity to get these flares on, get these bags, get this Lou Malnati to Chicago, everything like that. But our esteemed former colleague, LeJethro Jenkins, legend, and caressing him on the announcement of the pregnancy with him and his boo.
Yes, sir.
But Twitter got us out there for, I believe it was game 3 in Oracle, Raptors Warriors. It was a beautiful moment. The Jethro, Imgrads, just legends. Imgrads got me down to the family section. Literally, the Currys are on one side. The Rivers are over here and this and that. And this is going on. This person walks by and it's like, oh, shit, me and Rich Pollard shooting the shit. And I'm wearing Uggs. That was my favorite part. So I would have paid them up for that. But I'm a frugal guy, Zach. So it's funny. Like when LeBron was on the Cavs, I would never pay for like Lakers Cavs tickets, but always Clippers. Mm-hmm. Like, because they're all, you could get a Clippers ticket on play the StubHub stock market, as I like to call it. You can get a Clippers ticket for like 40 bucks. I got a suite for the Clippers game, A-level suite versus the Cavs with LeBron for like 46 bucks driving to the arena just because people would get desperate because they'd be like, oh shit, we're Clippers fans. Nobody wants to come.
That was in high school, we would get $15 tickets and we'd go pick teams like young talent. So like we'd go watch this like young Thunder team play this really dumpy Clippers team for 20 bucks. And we would just walk from the top all the way down and be in the lower level. But for me, most I've paid, I was very lucky when I worked for the NFL, my boss at the time, Carmen Dukes, hooked me up with a field pass for a Super Bowl. And I somehow found out that that credential was worth $100,000. Now, you obviously couldn't sell it. Like I get my photo, all that.
Yeah, so but somebody looks like you.
Dave Portnoy hit me up. We can figure it out. But no, it was a very neat opportunity and something I'm not sure I'll ever get to experience again. So that was probably the most expensive thing I've ever gotten access to. Most expensive, I got to go to like a home run derby up in Seattle. That was probably, you know, I don't know if my parents in the chat, my dad and I went. It was very special. I know those tickets were not cheap, so appreciate you, Dad, on that. But yeah, that's that.
And now from sporting events to former correctional officers have gone on to dominate the wing game. It's Throwback Thursday, as the kids like to say. I used to be a kid once, Zach. In my time, we just had AIM and we could create fake whole just characters and really dominate, but now everybody knows everybody. Yeah. But great moment in hip hop. Oh, did I read your shit. I'm sorry. Not read
my No, no, you're good.
Let's just mix it up.
We'll get to that. For those listening, again, you can get this as a podcast on Spotify, iTunes, tap in, search Out of Pocket, and presented by our good friends at Taste of Chicago. This clip of Rick Ross jumping off a bridge to avoid a speeding ticket. Incredible music video moment. It's a top three moment that I think about. I don't think about it nearly as often as the moment that I submitted, which, Greg, if you could pull that one up for the people.
It better be Weezer. It better be Weezer, Zach. All I'm going to say. There'll be something with Weezer in it.
Although I did love that music video they did with the Jackass guys. Greg, I don't know if we have that one queued up. The Kelly, where is it?
Kelly. Got it.
Kelly Rowland. Here we go. This is absolutely wonderful. They're trying to shoot this music video and they're like, hey, we need you to type out a full message. So they had her put it in an Excel sheet. That is not going to anyone. And I think that, like, it's just like how far we've come, you know, that like in that area, you were like, yeah, I think that's what texting looks like. Now we're all like, you put a text message in an Excel sheet. So,
Zach, so I think you were young for the kicker days. There was a whole phenomenon of sidekicks, and it's basically just like, you know, you could send, it was like the first time you could text people. I remember my teammate, roommate, UCLA TJ Cummings, he had the kicker, as they called it. I never got one. My parents didn't love me enough. But you can get the T-Mobile sidekick, and that was like the whole thing because you could like share info. You could do all this elaborate shit with them. So you just see dudes at the club with their kickers out, and that's how they were communicating. And they thought they were so sweet because they were on their little mini computer. And I was so jealous because I didn't have a kicker.
I wanted one so bad. We weren't on T-Mobile, but oh my God, I wanted one so bad. It was the coolest phone for like 5 years. I mean, that was it. Did you have a most outrageous music video moment queued on here?
No, I did not, Zach.
No, all good.
Sick Ross jumping in. I think just avoiding the ticket.
Yeah.
If you look at the way he like turned his body and tried to run from the cops didn't chase after him because it's like, it's just a speeding ticket, dog. If you look right here, and when he tries to hit it real quick, like he's at the combine, he ends up hitting the car still, and they kept that take. It was authentic, Zach. It was authentic.
Also, like, you left DJ Khaled in your Maybach. Like, they're going to know whose Maybach that is. There's not that many of those sold. And DJ Khaled just left there.
Maybe he's playing chess and he has like a submarine or one of those things. And like, what was that? Alcatraz. What was the Alcatraz joint? The Rock? Like, they got in underneath. Maybe he's got one of those joints. I don't know. Maybe.
One of the scuba things that'll pull you. Yeah, I could see him with that. He's got enough money to pull that off.
But before we take off for the night, we gotta give some major super duper love out there. WNBA getting ready to start their 25th season.
Yep.
Not the commander of the day just yet. Gotta give the WNBA some love first. Gotta show some love. So WNBA, 25th season. Twitter just released a new WNBA Twitter hashtag. League pass only $16.99. Break bread. Show some love to these incredible women out there. Shout out Renee Montgomery in particular, now owner of the Atlanta Dream, for booting Kelly Loeffler out the paint. Straight boot mode. Renee out here producing stuff, getting it, linking up with LeBron. Still has not got me on her podcast. It's fine. But I will say, WNBA 20th anniversary. I'm getting jerseys, Zach. If you had to get a WNBA jersey, and this is not really a topic we're going to get into too much, but if you had to get one, would you get a Sparks? Would you get something else? What are you thinking?
I'd go to Seattle. I'd still get a Seattle.
Sue Bird? Is she still with the Storm?
Yeah. I'm going up there. Exactly.
Let's make wave, since they've got all this bread now from Taste of Chicago. We'll make a trip to Chicago, check out Candace Parker. But I also want to take a trip to Seattle, check out Sue Bird. Do they play in Key Arena?
They still do, yeah.
Let's go back and relive our glory days. We'll get it. We'll bring in a Taste of Chicago glizzy with us.
Eat the glizzy. Put it right in the hoodie.
Eat the glizzy.
Glizzy in the hoodie. Away we go. Easy. Easy.
Jordan Canada, UCLA Bruin. Shout out Ann Myers, legend. But so that's all I want to say, man. Really got to get make sure we support the league. They're out here really getting it. There's a lot of young talent coming in, Bucky getting. I'm ready for Paige to come through, because I think that's really going to be like, she's just going to dominate. And yeah. I didn't realize that she couldn't dip whenever she wanted to. Like, she had to stay in college for a little bit.
I don't know what that double standard is. She's ready. Let her go to the league. Like, I'm dying to watch her play in the league. I was fortunate. We got to talk to her last year at a different time. But she's a star. So.
A different bag. I got a different bag.
Yeah.
A different bag.
Exactly.
That was the bag over here. But so that, before we go. Oh, wait. No, that's right.
Oh, I got it. But we're on our way out. We're going to crown our commenter of the day. The winner is, you want to pull it up? Drum roll, please. West Coast Elite clowning me. Fantastic joke here. Fantastic. I'm going to get, you think like I'm joking, but I am going to get the Duncan Robinson fathead somewhere in my new apartment. But congrats. Look in your DMs. We'll be hitting you up. One of our producers will hit you up.
I love everything. I love everything in Detroit is like motor car related, but all the automotive industry just dipped. Like, it's, I don't love that.
West Coast Elites, where we will be sending you, courtesy of our friends at Taste of Chicago, a Lou's 9-inch round chocolate chip cookie and a pizza. The pizza's fantastic. I said some slanderous things about it. It turned the tide. But, I'm really looking for my glizzy to show up. And
if I'm going to put a 9 in my mouth, it better be from Lou Malnati's. I'm just going to say that. I'm picking the 9. It's from Lou Malnati's. If I'm giving the 9 out, it's from Lou Malnati's.
It just slices up.
From now on, I'm responding to tweets. You want the 9?
Yeah.
From Lou Malnati's.
Exactly.
This 9? That's honestly, let us just take over Lou's social for a day, for a game. I think we'll change the whole universe.
Oh, my God.
So many pizza puns. We got puns for that ass, okay?
That would be amazing. It would be amazing. So, anyway, West Coast Elites, check your DMs. We'll be sending you, courtesy of Taste of Chicago, the Lou Malnati's pizza and the big-ass cookie. It's all delicious. We're back next Tuesday. And if you missed any out-of-pocket, we are officially a podcast now, as I mentioned earlier. Go listen wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe, rate, review, 5 stars only. Please, please, 5 stars. You know that the Warriors fans are going to try and, run the ratings down on us, so get those 5-star reviews in. And also, I don't know how many times we got to say it, go follow Buckets on Twitter, on TikTok, on IG. They put out some of the absolute best stuff on the internet. Those guys kill it, and I'm just grateful to have the opportunity to work with them. So,
glizzy time. Stay glizzied up.
Glizzy time indeed.